Hello and welcome to today's daily card reading. Today I'm reading from the Rider-Waite Tarot deck. And it's kind of a personal reading and maybe it will relate to you or maybe it might be something you've been might be thinking about or something that's about to sort of come your way. This card is about self-doubt. It is the Eight of Swords. So you've got this picture of the all these swords going into the ground and you've got this person blindfolded and tied up and walking through what seems to be like lava-esque stuff. Self-doubt can be quite crippling because you don't know that you're doing it. You might think you do it once or twice, but maybe it happens more frequently than you actually think. There are things that, like, today has been filled with a lot of am I good enough, and you question, even if people say to you yes you are and they tell you how much they enjoy your company, you still have that niggling feeling in the back of your head that you're not good enough. Right now, think about this. You could hear from 1,000 people how amazing you are. But if you yourself feel like that's not quite correct, then something's up. But it's also the same that if 1,000 people tell you you're wrong, but you know you're right, then no matter how many people tell you you're wrong, you are actually right. So when it comes to self-doubt, you got to figure out, why am I doubting myself? What has led me down this path? Now, this could be a lot of things. This could be the past. It could be your fear of the future. It could be the fact that you feel like you're faking it until you make it. It could be any one of these reasons. But to go down a path of trying of self-discovery to try and figure out why do I have self-doubt? Is a tricky one and not one that I suggest that you would take. Because once you start down there, then you start opening up a can of worms. You think, okay, what does self-doubt mean? Is it a lack of confidence, a lack of self-belief? Where's that self-belief getting, where does that come from? It comes, and you figure it out from the day when you started. But if you start going back to your past, you're just unearthing things that maybe you don't really need to right now. So think about what made you feel that like that today. Was it something that happened? Did somebody say something to you? And if the answer is no, then you think, okay, so have I been feeling like this for a couple of days? What triggered it a couple of days ago? Then you can start going down that path. I mean, that's just me. Maybe you've got a different solution to doing things. But if you start opening up can of worms, you might start putting yourself in a place where you feel even worse. And why would you do that? Okay. So where you've got this person walking very carefully, when you are figuring out where self-doubt comes from, tread very carefully, because one instance, like, it is a lack of self-confidence, but then you've got to figure out what made you lose your confidence. It could be a lot of things. It could be a bad relationship. It could be the fact that you don't earn enough money at work and you feel like you're not good enough to earn more. Maybe it stems from your diet, that you don't feel like you're worthy of being healthy. Maybe it stems from your childhood. Maybe it stems from not your childhood. Maybe it stems from something as an adult. Maybe you hurt yourself and so you don't want to do something again. Like, I don't know, maybe you fell down some stairs and you hurt your leg and so you don't trust yourself enough anymore because you couldn't trust yourself to walk downstairs. I mean, it's a lot of things, right? So think about the small bites rather than the larger pieces, going deep, deep into your darkness and trying to unearth things. Just think, why do I feel like this right now? You could just blame the moon, but I don't know. Anyway, that's me. Maybe I'm just rambling. Who knows? I'll be back tomorrow with another card. Bye.